to our CDRA meeting tonight, June 8th, 2021, regular meeting, 6 p.m. We'll start tonight with a roll call.
Justin?
Here.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Mike?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Ron?
Here.
Sam?
Here.
First on our agenda is approve the minutes of the May 11th, 2021, regular CDRA meeting, held at 6 p.m.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the CDRA regular meeting on the 11th of May, 2021, as written. I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Justin and seconded by Ronnie to approve the minutes of the May 11th, 2021, regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next, approval of claims, invoice registered dated 5-7 of 2021 to 6-4 of 2021, with an amount of $3,258.
Looks like you guys have been a little busy there.
Yeah, I just noticed that. I hadn't seen this earlier.
I'll make a motion to approve the invoice register from May 7th to June 4th of 2021, the amount of $3,258.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Justin, seconded by Russell, to approve the invoice register dated 5-7-2021 to 6-4-2021, in the dollar amount of $3,258. Roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next is Mark. I'll turn time over to you, our director.
Okay. I'm just going to mainly hand stuff out. I don't have much time. I'll do the stuff I do. Here's an email to you, but I'm specifically down the record for National Park Service. This is the advisory board to the chair community. I have to have into the record that I handed out the latest testimony to the Natural Resources Committee for the reauthorization of the Lone Pioneer Heritage Areas and other matters. So I'm just going to hand this out and then you can destroy it whatever you want.
Is the bill still going
through? I carried out my responsibility to make sure that you have a paper copy of the. Everybody got a copy?
Yep.
I'm in front of your hands. And this would be the authorization that would take place for this project commencing in October.
So how's that looking so far?
It's looking good. You'll see in the introductory statement I indicate this particular bill. Three or four different kinds of bills moving forward. And I mentioned the fact that this particular bill, which would consolidate the reauthorization of 55 heritage areas, is consistent with the Romney bill. The Romney, Chris Thorpe bill in the House and the Romney bill in the Senate would just reauthorize individually the Monument Heritage Area and the Great Basin Heritage Area. And I mentioned that in that first paragraph. I think it's in pretty good shape to pass. You didn't have to, that's in the resolution.
That's after your report.
Okay, I'd like to hand out something that, it's just about trying to keep this information, the date on this. I received an meeting I had with Congressman Owens, and then I had a meeting with Harry Sweet and another staff member of his. Something I haven't gotten up. There we go.
Wait a sec.
What that is that I just, you'll see the date on that, that I was working, you see the date on that in March? And that's when the message bring back earmarks. Now, we haven't had earmarks for a long time. I worked on an earmark for Senator Bennett in 2009. In fact, if you've seen the Heritage Park across the temple, that was funded with $190,000 earmark from Bennett, $50,000 for the Mormon Heritage area, and $350,000 from the Eccles Foundation. That's how we did that. So earmark from Bennett played a key role. So when I saw that date on there, after I handed that out, I contacted Romney and Lee's offices, and they said they weren't going to support earmarks. Now, I made the mistake, that I must admit, of assuming that if they weren't going to support earmarks, probably Burgess or Owens wouldn't either, especially Lee. So happens that Owens did some earmarks. Now, if you recognize, if you take Santa Fe County, most of the districts, the population of that district is about 838,000 people, the 4th district. We pick up everything from West Valley over the Holiday, comes down, when it gets down to Santa Fe County, it picks up Fairview, Mount Pleasant, Moroni, Wells, and Fountain Green. That's the part of the district that's in our area. It's about 83% urban and about 26% rural and some other outsider. But anyway, what happened was, when I saw that he was doing that, and Stuart did it in the other areas, I contacted him. And they were extremely interested, and we brought him down to take a look at the Aspen Village project, to get an earmark for it. And the interesting thing about it is, let's see, that project cost us, what was it, Dave? $343,986. Now, the work that we did up there already, we had about $344,986. That is what the final report was from Sunrise. Now, when we went there and looked at it, we had Trenton Brown there to see what it would do to cost to do the drainage system, then put the road in. That was interesting because it was going to be $196,000 to put in the drainage system. And I got some information from Brown's for you, by the way.
Okay, good.
And that was going to be $196,000, and it would be $242,000 to do the road. So you're looking at $438,000. And I turned to Holly Sweeten, community outreach director. I said, Holly, how does that look? She said, we love this project. We had data about how we use CDBG funds of $250,000. They love the project. And then I began to realize why they loved it. Because look what the earmarks are for the urban parts of the district. You just take these with you, because it's kind of mind-boggling. Just
urban or?
Urban. The urban part of the congressional district. I've underlined, just take a look. Okay, take a look at this. UTA. What's Utah Transit? They're asking for earmark for UTA for a front-runner improvement project for how much? $5 million. Michael, where's yours? Sorry, buddy. Next one, get more interesting. Utah Defense Alliance, Kingsville, Utah, for Camp Williams, $3.7 million. Next page. Eagle Mountain City, wastewater filtration system, $3 million. Okay, next page. Sunday Committee, I love this one. Campus Internship Program, $500,000. So you see why she's not back in line when I told her we needed $438,000? Okay, then her said, look at that one. Contaminated soil cleanup, $3 million, Michael. Okay, look at the earmark down there for Security Lighting Project, $4 million. That's for South Salt Lake. Next page. Housing Authority Salt Lake, a human rights project, $328,886. University of Utah, Social Work Fellowship Program, $750,000. The Kitchen Inquiry, look at that next one, for $300,000. And then finally down there, you'll see that I love this one, the Salt Lake County Holiday Lions ADA Playground, $200,000. So you can see why she didn't bat an eye. And they really want to do this because you can see all these earmarks were in the urban part.
Wasatch Front?
Right. Now, I apologize. I got on this in March. Here's the problem with Facebook. As much as they love this project, this is part of the appropriations bill for the budget that starts on October. We have to wait many months. We have to go forward now and put together. I looked at the application, I got most of the data, and I know that they'll, unless they pull earmarks, they're not going to the next in fiscal year 23. I'm sure we can get that $438,000. It's a no-brainer. The problem is, if you're looking at a fiscal year that starts in October 2023. So what are you going to do about that situation up there with, in fact, probably there was quite interesting. Have I got a little bit?
Yeah.
I've got the other 20 after. Okay. is it, people would drive by, two different people drove by. They saw I was standing out there, Trent Brown was there, myself, and Paul was there, and then we had two staffers from his staff. But anyway, they said to us, what's that considered?
That's just for regular council.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe I forgot something.
No.
Okay. Anyway, they said, oh, this looks like a pretty official meeting. And I said, well, the mayor's not here, so it's not official. And I teased them, but they were you people you've talked to before. And they said, well, I'll tell you what, if you guys don't do something on the next mile, they said, we're going to come and ask you to drive through this every day, especially after it rains. I said, we're not worried about rain this year. Okay, but anyway, we're pretty sure.
About dust.
Yeah, exactly. We got an issue here, and we know that they told me without qualification, they're really going to give us the highest priority for an earmark. But again, it will be for fiscal year 2023, and we'll have to have all the application in next March. So you're looking 10 months down the road, 9 months down the road. Okay,
can
so
can we wait start? That long?
Huh?
Can we wait that long on that road?
I don't know. So here's what I'm asking you to consider. We don't make a decision tonight. But I keep following what's the latest stuff on the American Rescue Plan Act. And this is changed today.
Yeah.
I looked today on the National League of Cities and Towns and on the federal site, and they changed their analysis of if you could use it for water project. But it appears you can use it for something like this. But anyway, what I suggest you take a look at, no decisions, obviously. But I'm confident if you decided you couldn't wait that long, I'm confident we could bring Harley Sweeten down there and make him go on himself and would say, look, if you want to use that, American Rescue Plan Act for about $390,000 you've got for that project, then you could ask us to do an earmark for some other project that you've got that's not that time sensitive. Now, one of the reasons you want to look at that, if you look at this first page, the thing that's fantastic about this is, for cities, notice where it says community development block grant. This is the methodology they used, and of course, the $250,000 we put in there was indeed CDBG money. Now, if you look at the next page over here, it talks about the nature of the funds. I don't mind the part on critical infrastructure, but I think that is. So, I wish you at least give some thought. And I know you don't want to buy a pig in a poke, but if we could bring Holly Sweeten down here and say, look, Holly, we know you're really putting the top priority to give us $438,000 earmark for that project. We can't wait that long, but here's some other things that are not as time sensitive. Would you be willing to do an earmark for these projects if the governing body agreed to take the rescue plan money and put that up there?
So I don't think we can do it on roads.
You can in this case because you're improving a road after you put the drainage system in. It might be problematic on some of the other areas down there, but you can definitely use it. In fact, I looked today, storm drain system seems to be kind of a very high price.
Yeah, the one I looked at today was actually clarified.
I was on the National League of Cities and Towns. What one you?
It's probably the same as okay. The Treasury.
Yeah, because the last one I looked at, I think it's didn't say you couldn't use it for roads. But you could use it for water and sewer.
I guess roads, in my opinion, would be incidental to a water system improvements in that situation, or a stormwater improvement, but because you have to tear the roads.
Your primary deal is to do a drainage system. But I don't know, we're going to look at it for some other sources. I just want to hand this out, you might look at it, because A, number one, they want to do something down here at the Nearmore, we know that. The question is, would you want to consider the possibility of using rescue plan money and then go for earmark for some other project? I'm not saying you should do that, I'm just saying it's out there to take a look at.
I think there's still going to be some more clarification forthcoming on that ARPA fund.
It is. It changes about every week.
Yeah, on what it can be used for. From what I understand, July 1st is when the state will allow us to request those funds, and they'll give half of it this year and half of it next year.
One thing that I admit that's not going to change, in my opinion, I've thought of it for a long time now, investment in critical infrastructure is most suited because it is a non-recurring expenditure. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, they don't want roads, Michael, is because it's ongoing expenses.
Yeah, ongoing maintenance.
You got it. But if it's anyway, it's something for you to consider. Obviously, you're not going to make a decision, but I just wanted to bring this up to date. But the good news is that they want to do something down here in this rural part of that 800,000-plus congressional district population. Okay, did I get out, did I make it in time?
Now, here's coverage, gives you that look, however, prepared to be taken to assess any ongoing operating.
If you look at the list, you take a look at what they did.
You see, what keeps changing still, where we really don't have clear direction.
This one's April 2nd, so.
That's what's so funny, it's been a while. Well, I'm just saying, it's funny with me, they cost all that big money. I'm still trying to decide how we can use it.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
You'd think we passed the bill, I know what he's done spending money.
It was just rolled up in Aspen Village.
So this is the key.
We got money in this, eh?
We got the $390,000, Monstone's. You'd like to consider.
You want to listen?
Roads, but.
I'll give you all this.
We just put water and sewer in the broad, for sure.
What, today's it specifically said storm drain.
Did it?
Yeah,
You need copies, but I think I gave you one of these copies.
Maybe I got that because I'm.
So, yeah, it's like. That's July 1st, it's really hard. It's moving so bad that it's like, I wouldn't dare commit anything.
Yeah, we'd probably just wait and see how it says that.
How it all moves out to what we can spend, because it's just.
I don't know what we do in the meanwhile. That really soft water problem, so we can kind of focus to there, and just, it's not our.
A basic.
We could buy this a phrase that day.
I think that's the cheapest.
I say we just watch it fade.
Oh, we still got one more thing to do, huh?
It's not. We had a motion on that, some of those are interesting, I question.
So, really, on this, you start out, we need to approve the resolution. That's the next thing we got to do. All right, next on the agenda is approval of the resolution. Resolution of the CDRA 2021-22. A resolution adopting the 2021-2022.
There's a typo there on that.
No, the resolution number is CDRA 2021-02.
Oh, I might have said it wrong.
It's the second one of 2021. I got you.
Operational budget for the Community Development and Renewal Agency, CDRA.
I make the motion we adopt resolution CDRA 2021-02. A resolution adopting the 2021-2022 operating budget of the Mount Pleasant City Community Development and Renewal Agency, also known as the CDRA.
I
second it.
Sam, was that you?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a motion by Justin and seconded by Sam to adopt the resolution CDRA 2021-02, the resolution adopting the 2021-2022 operational budget of the Mount Pleasant City Community Development and Renewal Agency, known as the CDRA. Roll call.
Justin.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rondi.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay, you got a report to me here, huh?
No, I don't have anything to report.
I think the last thing is we told the 25 acts of the schedule. I don't have a problem at all if you pass a motion chastising me, because I was on this in March. I made the mistake when I saw the Romney Lee working after earmarks. I just assumed I said Owens, and I kicked myself because if I could have gotten him, I would have gotten the money, so I apologize for that.
It hasn't all been approved yet, though, so we don't know if it'll all get done.
We don't know if it'll all be approved.
Yeah, we don't know if it'll be approved yet, so.
But I just assumed he wouldn't support earmarks, so I apologize for that.
That's all right.
We don't have to apologize, but as hard as you work, we can.
Yeah. Anybody have anything else for our certain CDRA meeting? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Marshall.
I'll second that motion, Mayor.
Okay, the motion by Russell and second by Ronnie to adjourn the CDRA meeting.
What an LBA again.